Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So the big weekend has arrived, the Cape Town Marathon this weekend, and of course the 947 next weekend, only the hottest time in Joburg, and I see the temperatures are climbing. And speaking with Tammy, just about to board the plane to on her way to Cape Town to create what the DL Link does always and create a great experience for the riders, for the runners, and just very exciting, really. And obviously, this is when we ask you to put your support behind, certainly for this weekend, the runners who've been training, who are going all the way there from from Joburg, and ultimately to bring awareness to the DL Link and to raise much needed funds so that they can do what they do for our community. So Larry Levine is no stranger to the DL Link. I mean, he has been riding for years, really. I think he's only missed out on one. And I think he goes back, 9 years, but he'll fill us in. Larry, welcome. As I said, you're the Meshuggah one. I do not know how someone runs a full marathon one weekend and the following weekend, the 947. How are you feeling?
Hi, Nick. How's it going? I'm absolutely nervous. I've never done this before and I don't know either because this is the first time.
Okay, so let's break it down. First of all, before we get to tackling two enormous marathons, one on your feet and the one on two wheels, let's just go back. So your association with the DL Link goes back to when your mother-in-law was first diagnosed with cancer. That was 9 years ago.
Correct. So she was looking for the support and she was looking for something to help her through. And we heard about the DL Link. We got in touch with them and just phenomenal. As you know, or everybody knows already what they do. And it's just continued from then. They've just been unbelievable. And I was one of the first of that 20 that Tammy spoke about a little while ago to be on the road with a 947. And we've just continued ever since.
So let's just talk about, I mean, because we're going back 9 years. And so you can just see the obvious change just in terms of 20 riders to 150 cyclists next week. But also in terms of the DL Link, I mean, you've really witnessed them growing because you've been involved with them for such a long time.
Never mind that. They started at a little house in Highlands North when we first got in touch with them. And exactly. There was maybe two or three employees. And now they have this enormous community center with, as Tam said, 1,200 warriors and this whole program. And it's just grown phenomenally. As I said, from 20 riders, we'll be 150 next week. It's just gone from strength to strength.
Yeah, and you know, nothing has been, because they've grown, I mean, when it was small and intimate, as you said, three employees and the quality and the interpersonal kind of treatment that the warriors received all those years ago, nothing's changed. It's still that same energy, same vibe, this true, open-hearted caring and support.
Absolutely, and even for non-warriors, people like myself who do donations and riding and running for them, once in a while we'll get a challah delivered. I mean, it just arrives. We don't have to ask for it. We didn't know it was coming. You just get home and there's a challah with a DL Link sticker on it. And it's just truly amazing. It's just, it blows my mind.
Yeah, just amazing.
Blows my mind.
So let's go back. Let's go. It really, really does. You know, and it's worth mentioning over and over again. I don't think we can mention it too many times because I've also been the recipient of that. Sometimes the bell rings and there's something there from the DL Link. And you can't explain because someone's thinking about you.
No, absolutely.
And it's the thought. It's just, yeah. So let's go back to that first 947 race. Had you always been a cyclist? Is this something that you've done for years and years and years?
No, Nick, I've been a cyclist. That's my primary activity. I've been a cyclist for many, many years. right from school days. So that's been long. And then when I heard that DL Link was looking for people to write under their name and for sponsorship, jumped on board. And so that was way back when. So that was a long time ago. And then I think 2 or 3 years later, we got the next Meshuggah idea with Tammy, and we did a double loop. So we started early, and then we did the 947 twice on the same day. So we did 180 Ks that day, and also all in the name of the Warriors.
Wow, just 180 Ks.
Yeah.
In one day. And I don't know, I mean, that's why I commented on the weather, because is it just me, or does it always feel like it is the hottest day of the year?
No, it is always the hottest day. I think we get punished. And that's luckily on the first loop it was nice. The second loop it was as hot as you can be. But it was funny enough. And I've spoken to Tammy about it many times. That was probably one of my worst rides on the first loop. I fell. I had mechanical issues. I was going to quit. And then I just thought about this name on my back. And I just thought, you know, there's no ways that person's going to quit. There's no ways I'm quitting. And I did it. I came back bleeding. I came back with half parts. And you just have to do it. You just have to do it.
Just something pushes you.
Just something pushes you. You think bigger, if they can do it, right. You can do it. They're suffering a lot more than you are.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And so you've said that cycling's always been the main thing.
Yep.
And now we're going to add a little bit of running into the mix.
So I started running about five years ago.
Yeah.
And you just go from a 5 to a 10, and then I've done a couple of 21s.
No, and you then, don't just go from a 5 to 10.
No, you train. And then Tammy phoned. I'm not sure if it was Tammy or Terry. It could have been Terry. Phoned me the one day, and she said, listen, we're thinking of doing the Cape Town Marathon. And I thought, no, you're joking. Please, I've 21. I have to double that. She said, come on. You know, okay, here we go again.
42 kilometers.
So please go. We've done the training. We've done it now, and now the nerves are proper set in this morning, and you're not making it much easier now. But and then Tammy give you on the
getting no, you excited,
you're not. You're making me hell of a nervous. And so I'm flying out tomorrow lunchtime, and then we're going to do the Shabbos dinner with Tammy and a couple of the other guys, and then we go on Sunday morning early.
Brilliant. Are you running with a lot of friends, a lot of people you know?
So yes and no. So there are a lot of people that I know that are running, but they batch you. So there's nobody in my batch that I know that's running. So we will be running with a 361 shirt on. So I'll probably look for a couple of people with that shirt. But with friends, no.
Yeah. And I mean, I've always been curious about the starting of a race. It always looks so scary when everyone goes flying out. And I suppose you are so used to, you know, a cycle race doing it, but running on your feet. I mean, is there a technique? Are you going to, wait back, or are you going to try and run forward? What's the plan?
I'll tell you on Sunday afternoon. I think obviously this being a longer race than I'm used to, you've got to go out slower. So you actually have to physically or mentally prepare that you can't go out as fast as normal. You're going to have to stay back and just pace yourself. We all run with watches, so we're going to have to try and keep looking at your watch and try and keep to a pace that you know that you can cope with.
Yeah. And we know the altitude, there's going to be that, which should make it easier.
It should make it easier. But I have heard from guys today from, you know, all these groups that the wind is blowing. So hopefully it stops.
That in itself is, that could be a problem. But is it a beautiful run out there, a lot of uphills, do you know?
So I've never done it, but from the people I've spoken to, it's generally flat. Yeah. You do run on the highway, and you run through some nice, beautiful areas. And then the last, I think it's 7 or 8 Ks, you're running away from the finish on the beach, and then you do a turn, and you come back to the finish on the same road. So you're going to see people running towards the finish while you're running away from it. And then you're going to turn and you're going to run back into the finish, which is all along the coast, the sea.
Oh, Larry, it's going to be wonderful.
Please, God.
In Cape Town, please God, there isn't a strong wind.
Yeah.
And I just wish you every success with the race. I think you are absolutely amazing. As I said, a little bit Meshuggah, but We'll take it 1 week and then 1 week. And just thank you, you know, you just for your ongoing support and being so brave. And enjoy Cape Town. Have a fabulous, fabulous run.
Thank you so much and hope to speak to you next week.
Wonderful, Larry. Good. Take
thank
care.
You. Bye-bye.
Look after yourself. Thank you. Bye-bye.